entertainer, and entrepreneur answered the call. He joined forces with friend, businessman, and scholar, Christopher Hart. They team with lifelong radio pro Nostra Dennis. Together, they are guardians of liberty and the American way.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the champions of political professional wrestling, Larry Adams, Nostra Dennis, and Christopher Hart. The American Adversaries, Drive Time.
On tonight's edition of the American Adversaries Drive Time Theater, presented by News Talk 660 WORL, I, Larry Adams, will present the wonderful classic, The Adventures of Robin Hood. Yes, you all know this timeless classic about a hero who takes from the filthy, undeserving rich, sometimes the middle class, and gives it to people who didn't work for it or earn it. Now, of course, this did lead to massive taxation of those very poor people. But hey, what a guy! Yeah, you know, that whole income redistribution and fairness thing sounds good on paper. But that's generally where you find fairy tales. Our host is the sugar plum fairy of fairness, especially when he teaches real fairness is freedom. Christopher Hart!
Sugar plum fairy, huh?
What's those wrestling tights?
Okay.
You know, they work well.
You know, a nickname like sugar plum tends to stick to you, so be careful about that. All right, welcome to the show, folks. You are listening to the American Adversaries. That was Larry Adams, and I am Christopher Sugar Plum Hart, and we are going to be with you tonight for the next hour, and we are live. So join us if you'd like, 407-774-825. 55 is the number, and we have Nick LoCicero in the control room tonight, so we are in good hands. Thanks again for being with us, and we hope you enjoy tonight's show. There won't be any guests on tonight's show, so it'd be a great time to call if you have a mind to,
or half a mind.
Like us around here. Okay, well, we're going to talk a little bit about it. There is some breaking news, in case you haven't heard on the news. Nelson Mandela has died at the ripe old age of 95. Spent a great deal of his life, of course, in prison, but made the most of it.
27 years.
Yep, survived it, and then, of course, went on to become president of South Africa and make a number of changes in that country. And I'm sure we'll be hearing a lot tonight and tomorrow. The media is only going to be more than happy to spend all of their time talking about Nelson Mandela so that they don't have to talk about Barack Obama. That's right. Yeah, anything but Obama. I think that's going to start to become the mantra at the media outlets. Anything but Obama. Because once you bring up Obama's name, you know, all those negative thoughts are now going to come flooding in thanks to the president lying to us, thanks to this disastrous rollout of his legacy building plan. His name is going to become mud. Real quick, if it hasn't already. Okay, folks, like I say, we're going to be talking about health care a little bit here tonight. Also, we're going to talk about Marco Rubio tonight. I think he is doing something that is very smart and tells me that this guy is definitely going to be running for president in 2016. At least I'm going to be putting my money that he's going to be running. I don't know how far he's going to get. We'll contemplate that. But all signs are it is full speed ahead at the Marco Rubio campaign. But first, I want to invite you, ladies and gentlemen, to join us for a great program. It's called What Christmas Means to Me. It's going to be presented starting 1 week from tonight, Thursday, December 12th, Friday the 13th, and Saturday the 14th at 7:30 p.m. at the Northland Baptist Church over there on Dog Track Road. You know the big one. And their tickets are only $10. Under three children go in free. This is a nonprofit organization, the Central Florida Community Arts, and they put together arts programs and promote the arts in Central Florida. And it's a wonderful program. It's going to be the classics interspersed with narration, folks. It'll be worth the $10.
Chris, is one of those dates, did you mention, is one of those dates Friday the 13th?
Yeah. Yep. Next Friday will be Friday the 13th.
Awesome. I got to go that night.
There you go. And we will.
My luckiest night.
That's right. At least one of us will be there each night. And so we'd love to meet you. And as I said last night, we'll also have available there. It looks like we're going to have our ornaments, what we don't sell to you folks over the air here. So What Christmas Means to Me. 7:30, the 12th, 13th, and 14th at Northland. We'd love to see you there. Please bring your kids. It's a whole family affair. And to me, folks, first of all, we've got a very short period of time between Thanksgiving and Christmas this year.
Yep.
Being at Thanksgiving was in the final week, the final days of November. We need to kind of, regardless of what the president is doing, regardless of what is going on in our country, we need to make sure that we enjoy this holiday, because us enjoying the holiday is our way, if you will, of thanking God for the holiday and for the meaning of the holiday. So please, don't let the Grinch, President Obama, drag you down.
Don't talk about it during the Christmas meal.
Exactly. And do things like this. If you're a churchgoer, I'm sure your church is going to be doing something. Go to it. Enjoy it. Don't let the Grinches of this world rob you of your joy. It is your choice. Your choice whether you let them do so or not. They are always going to be out there lurking, only more than willing to steal your joy away should you let them. Do not, I implore, let them. And one way not to let them is enjoy this holiday. And I'm not saying going out and spend a bunch of money. That may not be the way to do it. But to see programs like this, give gifts to people you love that have meaning to them, not just because they cost a lot of money. Let's enjoy the holiday for what it is, regardless of the Grinch. All right, let's go to Rick now, who's on the line. Thank you, Rick. We appreciate you being out there.
You didn't like my Robin Hood analogy.
No, your Robin Hood analogy falls short because he didn't rob from the rich. He robbed from the nobility, the government, and gave the money back to the peasants they taxed it from.
Yeah, it was. You were talking. It was a monarchical system. He was taking advantage, if you will, of the powers that be to give a little bit of something back to the people. But it was a much different political system. Technically speaking, Rick, you are correct.
Okay, thanks, guys.
All right, we hope to see you, by the way, at What Christmas Means to Me. I'm sure you would enjoy this program.
I'm sure I would. I'm going to try.
Okay. Thank you, Rick. We appreciate you being out there. And once again, folks, you can join us as well tonight, 407-774-8255. And don't forget to keep that number and that telephone handy, because sometime during this hour, we will be giving away another bottle of Roxy Pacifics. Some great stuff. Thanks to Ed Roxy. I want to get back to, as I was saying, this president, whether he is trying to or not, is really bringing this country down. We can't let him do that. He's going to be there for another 3 years. Let's put it in our minds that we are going to, regardless of him, we are going to lay the groundwork for a better future. Thanks to him, I believe that we have a grand opportunity here to do so. All right.
Well, the only way to take his power away is to take the votes in Congress away from him.
And that's right. And that is why I wanted to talk a few minutes about Marco Rubio, and we might as well do that right now. Wall Street Journal has revealed today that Marco Rubio is going to spend $200,000 to help elect the Senator from Arkansas, reelect Senator Coburn from Arkansas, the Republican from Arkansas. He has also spent about $100,000+ on Kelly Ayotte's campaign, the senator from New Hampshire. This is what I mean when I say he is laying the groundwork. This is very smart, astute politics for somebody who wants to get ahead. You do that by helping your colleagues get elected. And then it's kind of, you know, one hand washes the other. That's the way politics works. Also, he is getting people in position who he can go to in the future and rely on them, presumably, to help him push his policies through. This is forward thinking. This is the kind of thinking that's been lacking, I believe, in Republican circles. So it is refreshing to see Marco Rubio doing this sort of thing. You know, recently in particular, Republicans have tended to be looking out more for themselves than the party, if you will. Criticizing the Tea Party, criticizing Ted Cruz.
Or being all over the place, not having a particular focus on any one issue.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's going to be the second thing to watch for Marco Rubio. Let's see if he starts to put together a platform, so to speak, a number of issues that he feels passionately about. Immigration can still be one. Only he can't go with the plan that the Senate has passed. He has got to come out now with his own new immigration plan and address the shortcomings that are in the Senate plan.
And he also has to understand that when you ask Americans what are they concerned with, immigration is way down there on the list.
Way down on the
way
list.
Way down.
It doesn't even hardly register, especially now when you consider...
Timing is everything.
Timing is everything.
That's why this Obamacare is so wrong. Our country cannot afford it.
And the timing is bad for the Democrats, too, but it's good for the Republicans. And speaking of time, we're out of time for this segment, but when we come back, we'll pick up the conversation. And don't forget, some point between now and the top of the hour, we are going to give away another bottle of Roxy Pacifics.
Roxy, that's the stuff. The American Adversaries will be right back, but we almost always are. It's only Saturday night when you'll have to miss us, but we're on the following night. We'll be back.
Okay, welcome back to the show.
Said it three times.
That's three dog night. Okay, welcome back to the show. That's right, folks. I am Christopher Hart, and along with Lair Adams, we'll be with you till the top of the hour. 407-774-8255 is the number. And we're going to start using little clips of that song around here because, you know, we've been saying for a long time this president stretches the truth, liar. He's a liar, and however you want to say it. Now it's becoming more and more and more obvious, of course, thanks to Obamacare.
It's not lying. He oversold.
Yeah, well, they also... Well, no, in this case, the administration has now admitted that they fabricated the truth. Now, it didn't actually come from President Obama's lips, but let me tell you what I'm talking about. You know, these negotiations with Iran, it's now come out that this has been going on for... ever since he's been president. And why is that a big deal? Why does that prove that the administration lies? Well, the present State Department spokeswoman, who is Jen Psaki, you spell that P-S-A-K-I, Jen Psaki has admitted that her predecessor, Victoria Nuland, quote-unquote, misled reporters when in February of this year she denied the existence of, and now I quote her, direct secret bilateral talks with Iran. In other words, the press was snooping around about this at the beginning of this year, and they just flat-out blatantly denied it. And, of course, it was a lie.
Now, what about that statement, that other statement by Barack, Chris, where he would not allow Detroit to go into bankruptcy? He was not going to allow that to happen.
Well, I think he was talking about...
what happened this week.
I think what he was talking about is the car companies, but you just never know with this guy. That's part of the problem, is you just never know. Certainly, this administration does what it pleases, the total disregard for not only the citizens of the United States, but our allies around the world, and it's causing a major shift in thinking amongst amongst our allies.
Nobody likes a liar.
Nobody likes a liar. And the problem with Obama is he has now proven that the United States is subject to, how should I say, electing someone who isn't qualified for the job. So even if we do get a really good president the next time, he's going to have a really difficult job winning back the trust of our allies around the world, because they're going to say, hey, yeah, you're great, but in 8 years, 4 or 8 years, you're gone, and who knows? Those bunch of yahoos over there in the Northeast might elect us another Obama. So it's going to be real difficult, the path ahead. It's going to be hard work, but it's going to have to be done. And as I said, it looks like Marco Rubio is lining himself up so that he can be perhaps the Republican nominee. This is the sort of thing that I've been looking for out of Rubio, this sort of forward thinking, this sort of laying the groundwork, you know, the tough work that comes before, you know, the glamorous part of actually doing the debates and running and stuff
like
that.
Not waiting for something to come to you.
Exactly. Getting out there and planting seeds and plowing the ground, doing the hard work, laying the foundation, and doing the back-breaking work that may not pay off. But it's what you really have to do, especially if you get elected and you want to have a successful presidency. I think that one problem that Barack Obama's had, and I have to say this, you know, knowing that he has gotten much of what he's wanted to get passed, I think one of his biggest problems as a president, though, has been working with Congress. And I think
his lack of working with Congress.
Right. Exactly, and how he doesn't work very well with Congress. And,
my way or the highway.
Right, and Democrats complain about this all the time, too. They've just been able to keep it amongst themselves because the press cooperates.
What about the ones that just went up there to the Hill, you know, to talk to him and, hey, you got to help us out. We're in danger of losing our districts. And he's like, too bad.
And I think they're beginning to understand that more and more, that he is so self-centered. See, he kind of was whisked into power much too easily and didn't have to do the hard work of laying the foundation to get there. So now he has no foundation.
No credibility.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just, his presidency is like a house of cards that is being, as we are watching now, blown away by a fairly light breeze.
He doesn't even have any street cred.
No, not, well, according to Michelle, he does. But I would think that out there on the real streets, it would be hard for him to assert that he does. But nonetheless, and I was thinking about this last night when we were talking with Brian Blair, mm-hmm. and how he talked about, you know, once he became the commissioner in Hillsborough County, he put his skills to work, saved the county $1 billion. That's a lot for a mm-hmm. county. I mean, that would be like saving the United States of America trillions of dollars. That's the scale we're talking about here. But it dawned on me that a guy like Brian Blair can be the campaigner, but then he can also be the administrator. He knows how to do both. Barack Obama only knows how to do one. He does it very well. He's a good campaigner. But that's all the guy knows how to do. And that's why he ends up, I'm sure he goes to bed at night scratching his head, wondering, how did they ever come up with this Obamacare debacle? Because remember, he didn't have anything to do with writing the law.
No.
Mm-mm. Nothing. He had really zilch input on the law, and yet now it is his legacy, and he's got to make it work. He's got to be scratching his head. I mean, in a way, this is beautiful. I hate to keep saying that because so many people are suffering. But
well, this is what happens when you're too arrogant to not want to watch the sausage being made.
And a democratic republic is a learning process. We are not going to always make the right choice. And when we make the right choice when we make the wrong choice as a nation, we will suffer the consequences. But what is good about it is that if we can see the consequences and make the connection so that next time we don't make that lousy choice. I remember, and I think I told you about this a long time ago, Lair, I was watching something on PBS, And, you know, up in New England, some of the New England states, they practice something more akin to almost a pure democracy, where they still get together in the town hall for city decisions. And I remember in this particular township, they were deciding whether or not to buy another fire truck. And so all the citizens would come to the town hall, and they would have the debate and everything, and the commissioners would be up there, and it would be an orderly meeting, and whoever wanted to say anything could get up and say it.
Sure.
And afterwards, they held a vote. And on this particular occasion, this guy that was being interviewed had lost the vote. And I can't remember. I think he voted not to get the new fire truck, but it doesn't matter. He lost the vote. And the interviewer asked him, well, how do you feel about losing the vote? He said, well, it's okay, because I know that if they made the wrong decision, it will be redressed, and we will come back and we will address this again. If they made the right decision, well, then I should have not won. And then he went on to say this, and this is crucial to understand, and why you should never get down too much in the dumps when you lose in an election. He said, in order for this to work, everyone has to be willing to lose, at least every now and then. You can't expect to win every time. And that when we do lose, we have to make it a learning experience. And if this hasn't been a learning experience with this character, there isn't going to be another one in the history of the United States. We had gotten too soft. This is God's way of saying, get your act together, or you're really going to go down.
Well, I'll add one more thing to that, Chris, and that is when you win, you've got to be a good winner.
And that's the other flip side of the coin. And don't forget, folks, the flip side of the break, we'll be back. The American Adversaries Drive Time.
Callers, be sure to hang on.
Here is tonight's American Adversary SoundbiteRx.com News Minute. SoundbiteRx.com, a great way to be better informed. Tonight's SoundbiteRx.com News Minute is being brought to you by Lake Mary Jewelers. For that special gift, for that special someone, go to Lake Mary Jewelers at the intersection of Lake Mary Boulevard and Lake Emma Road. Call them today, 407-878-6230. Now, here's Christopher Hart with Ted Bogert of SoundbiteRx.com.
Ted, yesterday the president was complaining about income inequality, saying he, and I quote him now, takes it personal. Well, he should, because SoundbiteRx.com has found out that during his administration, the very nature of the job market is changing for the worse.
Chris, that's right. And all of us knew that and could sense it intuitively, of course. But Obamacare has basically destroyed full-time jobs and, in doing so, hurt the middle class. But this article is fascinating. It's from a Duke University researcher. And basically, the part-time job creation is more than quadrupling the full-time job creation. And to kind of break that down, for every 4.3 part-time jobs added, there's only one full-time job added. That is historic, unprecedented. It's never been like that. And that is impacting America. If you are having your benefits taken away because of Obamacare, if you are having your hours cut, here's the proof. Never happened in history before. All has to do with Obamacare.
I know, and what's incredulous is that this president doesn't see that his policies are directly responsible for the vast majority of this change.
Absolutely. There's no response. Once again, it goes back to taking absolutely no responsibility for what is going on in his own administration.
Okay, you're absolutely right, folks. Folks, get this story at SoundbiteRx.com. Arm yourself with the facts. Thanks, Ted. Folks, go to SoundbiteRx.com. It's good medicine. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Johnny B. Badd, the Bad Man of World Championship Wrestling, and I'm here to tell you, listen to the American Adversaries. They may be some bad men, but they're great guys.
Okay, that's right, folks. We are the American Adversaries. It is drive time. Once again, another beautiful fall afternoon here in Central Florida. Enjoy it, because a great part of the nation is going to be very chilly tonight.
Lordy. Below zero temperatures in many parts of the country.
That's right. Okay, 407-774-8255 is the number. Let's go ahead and go now to Eva, who's on the line. Eva, thank you for calling tonight.
Yes, I think you guys have given him too much credit.
In what sense?
First of all, he was nothing but a senator, and he really didn't make any big deals while he was Senate.
You're talking about Obama, right?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, I agree.
And next, he didn't run against anybody, really.
Right. Yeah, well, actually, you're making my point for me. Let me restate it. That's exactly what I'm saying. It was too easy for him. He never had to do anything. And, mm-hmm. and therefore, he never had to build the relationships that he could be using and relying on now to help him out of it, and help him not to have gotten in this predicament, perhaps, but now to help him out of it. He's going to find himself that he's very friendless because he hasn't been a friend.
Well, that's what's going to be good around there. Have you ever heard the saying, give a person enough rope and they'll hang themselves?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
you're going to see it in action.
Well, that's exactly right. And
he's kind of doing that now in a few instances.
Exactly.
Right, which is why I've been saying all along that in a if you want to call it a learning moment since, his has been a great presidency. Because he has made so many things so very obviously clear for a rational, objective mind to see that, you know, that way is not the way we want to go.
Yeah, but you just said the positive word, rational. There's very few rational people around today.
Well, one thing that will sort of... Let's just say make people tend to be more rational is when they start getting hit in their pocketbook, when their lifestyle changes because somebody else made a decision that they don't appreciate. And that's what has happened here. Evie, are you aware that the latest polls are showing that the youth in particular, the young people of this country in particular, are turning away from this president? Well, these are the many of these people are the ones that he relied on for his reelection. This is going to be huge in the changing nature of politics in this country. This is a very positive step.
Well,
in the long
I agree
run.
With there, but the thing I'm worried about. You got to have opposition, and we don't, as a Republican Party, we haven't been opposition to nobody since 76.
Well, you're right about that.
We got to make everybody happy.
We've complained about that on the show, too, that, you know, for an adversarial form of government to work, you have to have some honest to God adversaries
exactly.
in there.
Exactly, and the more I see of the old line, the more I think you got one party in control, and they just have two titles.
Well, you're absolutely right about that, which is why they fear the Tea Party so much, to be
well,
quite
I'll
honest
tell
with you.
Well, I'll tell you something. I have never voted third party. I've always voted Republican, but I will not vote Republican this time.
Well, keep your options open.
Let's see what the conservative yeah. side of the Republican yeah. Party can present.
They may actually stumble into a pretty good team. So just keep your options open is all I can say right now. But Eva, thank you so much, and I hope you have a merry, merry Christmas, and we'll talk to you before the holidays are over again. I hope. All right,
stay healthy, girl.
Yep. Yeah. All right, thanks. That was Eva calling, and you can call too, 407-774-8255. I tell you what the heck. Let's go ahead and give away that bottle of Roxy Pacifics right now. If we don't do it now, I might forget about it. 407-774-8255. The first caller, we have a couple of lines open. We'll get to you in a second here, Bob. The next caller will get that free bottle of Roxy Pacifics, and it's a great all-natural kelp-based water with vitamins and minerals, and it's a great antibacterial, anti-inflammatory, and it's really great stuff. ROCZEY Pacifics with an X.net, and make sure you have some in your medicine cabinet at home. While that caller comes in, let's go ahead and go to Bob. Thank you for calling tonight, Bob.
Hi, how you doing?
Excellent. Yourself?
Great, thank you. I'd like to wish you all a Merry Christmas, too.
You too, buddy.
The fact that you guys still wish everybody a Merry Christmas.
And we're going to continue. And if they don't like it, I'll be tickled by it.
And we wish people Happy Hanukkah. Yeah, you know, I think Hanukkah's over, but...
Right. But this...
We have no problem.
The world...
That's great.
Okay, anyway,
love
go
to
ahead.
Hear that.
All right, go ahead.
I just got a comment on Marco Rubio.
Okay.
I agree with you that he's doing the right thing, but I'm a little worried about Marco Rubio. He got really kind of messed up in this immigration bill and hooked up with Chuck Schumer, and I lived in upstate New York for 35 years, and Chuck Schumer's done nothing for upstate New York, and neither has any other politician.
I agree with you on that, and I've had some serious reserves about Marco Rubio since the people were talking about him as a vice presidential possibility for Mitt Romney. I've said constantly I don't think he's ready. That immigration thing proved it to me. However, I will say this. Once burned, twice shy. In other words, if he learned his lesson from that, I can see that as having been something valuable. And we will know that in how he deals with this immigration issue going forward. It will be a great bellwether as to whether he really has come along or not. But I agree with your point in that sense.
Yeah, and I'm playing real, paying real close attention to Senator Rubio. I'm a Republican, a conservative Republican, and I was hoping he was going to be who he said he was, but I think he's too easily influenced by the bad influences in Congress right now, and we're going to have to wait and see whether he grows and matures. And I don't know if 2016 is even going to be long enough, because as a Republican, the last thing I want to see Republicans do is step in and do what the Democrats did and take a no-name like Barack Obama, who turned out to be not even close to worthless. I mean,
he just wasn't ready for the job. I don't know that he ever would have been, but the one thing is for certain, he was not this time. And you're absolutely right about that. And I have the same concern with Marco Rubio. If the election were to be held, say, this year, I would see Marco Rubio as the VP candidate. But we'll see going forward.
And you got to remember, too, guys, that he has actually put the time in where Obama may have been a senator, but he never did anything, and Rubio has done a lot of things. He's had his hands in a lot of fires.
But there is no replacement for experience.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bob. We appreciate that. Okay, let's go to John now. And by the way, John, you are the winner of tonight's Roxy Pacifics. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Tuesday, Obama said, all politicians lie. Did you get that?
I did hear that remark, yes.
Yeah, can you imagine it?
Well, it's
well, in the first place, I've listened to a tape about Obama's wife, and no wonder he calls her the boss. He always did call her the boss. She was more powerful in that Chicago crap that goes on there, what they call elections.
Yeah, well, she kind of led him.
She was just as bad or worse than he was.
Yeah, well, she,
that's where they got their experience.
Yeah,
and that's the only way they know is that get up early, vote
often,
early and often. You know, yeah.
Chicago mob politics.
Yeah, she was the one, obviously, who had the Chicago contacts, if you want to call them that. It was she that went to Reverend Wright's church, and then therefore that's why Barack Obama ended up at Reverend Wright's church.
Well, her father was a janitor to begin with, but he
went on to become a very successful businessman in Chicago,
right.
And
yeah.
Buddied up with Bill Ayer's father, who is also a very successful businessman in Chicago. That's how President Obama kicked off his political career in Bill Ayer's living room. It was because Michelle and Bill were buddies.
Well, Bill Ayers was a very smart guy. He's the guy that wrote Obama's book.
Yeah, that's right. By the way, you talked about President Obama saying that all politicians lie. What one thing that liberals do quite often is what's in psychology, I believe the term is called projection.
Yes.
All right. So he sees all politicians as lying because he lies.
Yeah.
And most of the politicians.
He surrounds himself with liars.
Exactly. And most of the politicians and people close to him are the same way. So they see the whole world as being like them, and it is not. And the rest of the world sees that, and they see the ignorance in it. All right.
Let's hope more and more people find out about it.
Well, when I see things like the young people turning away from him, and once again, it it always comes home when it hits you in the pocketbook.
Right.
And that's where these young people are getting hit in the pocketbook for really the first time in their lives are having to sit up and take notice. And at least they're figuring it out. So there is a little hope for us in the future. Thanks, John. God bless you, and Merry Christmas to you, too, as well.
Right.
All right. And don't forget, folks.
And enjoy the Roxy Pacifics.
Absolutely. And let us know how it works out for you. And don't forget, folks, we'll be doing that every show between now and Christmas. We will be giving away a bottle of Roxy Pacifics. So if you haven't gotten one yet, you still have a chance. And don't forget, you can go ahead and buy it. For $15, you can get a one-ounce trial size. I guarantee you it's going to be the best $15 you ever spent on
you
anything like this.
You will order more.
Absolutely. Okay. When we come back... Oh, wow, we're already in the fourth segment going on here. All right, when we come back, we've got a few more things to talk about. So don't go away. 407-774-8255 is the number. Real quick, tomorrow night, Dr. Ken Vihek is going to be with us, and he has the news from the Predators. They have decided where their home is going to be next year. Is it going to be the arena downtown? Is it going to be UCF? Is it going to be somewhere else? We will find out tomorrow night. That news will be broken here on our show, thanks to Dr. Ken Vihek, the ownership group of the Orlando Predators.
Maybe they'll play right here in the WORL studios, Chris.
All I can say is they will still be called the Orlando Predators.
Oh, good, good, good. Okay. Of course, they have to bring the cheerleaders.
That's the only hint I can give you.
Oh, okay.
Also, Steve Gushov is going to also join us in the studio, and we're going to talk about the Liberty Counsel's suit that was not picked up by the Supreme Court and other lawsuits out there against Obamacare. So please. Peace. Be with us tomorrow night and stay with us now. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. This is Sunny, the California girl from Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling. We're all champions in the ring, including all the hottest guys on American Adversary 660 WORL. Love ya.
That's right, folks. We bring the best in political professional wrestling, and that young lady is definitely a person a lot of you men out there like to wrestle with. I know Chris and some of the other guys here have talked about getting into the ring with her. But anyway, we digress. Thanks for listening to American Adversaries Drive Time. This is our final segment. If you'd like to call in, 407-774-8255. We talked about a lot of things today, especially Obamacare.
There's a couple of new things out about Obamacare, just to throw these out there so you folks will know. You have gone or know someone who has gone to Obamacare, the website, to enroll in Medicaid. Now, this wouldn't apply here in the state of Florida because we didn't expand the Medicaid thing.
Yeah.
But for people who have, once again, it's a roll of the dice. About 30-40% of the people who think they have enrolled in Medicaid via the Obamacare website are going to be rudely awakened when they find out they have not actually been enrolled.
And no, it is not secure.
No, it is not secure. Over $1 billion has been spent on this website. It is absolutely not secure. As a matter of fact, the quote-unquote improvements that they have made to the website since October 1st have actually made it less secure, if you can believe that.
Oh, yeah.
Less secure. And it's a hacker's dream. Stay away from it. Even some Republicans in Congress, I think it was Mo Brooks from Alabama, is telling people, do not go on this website because it cannot guarantee your security. And if it can't do that, it isn't worth going there. There, you could use the 800 number. If you can't get through there and you have to do this, you feel like you have to sign up, go down, not to a navigator, but to an insurance agency. Or if there's a state exchange, you can do it through your state's exchange. You don't have to do it through the healthcare.gov website. Stay away from that. Avoid it like the plague, because it really is bad, bad news. This is now being figured out by people, and that is that drug costs are going to be enormous under this healthcare plan.
Oh, yes.
And you might only have to have out-of-pocket expenses of $6,350 for the plan to kick in, but expect if you have any kind of prescription program, expect to spend that real quick.
How much?
$6,350 is the maximum out of pocket per year for an individual, $12,700 for a family.
Just in prescription drugs.
Well, that's for your out of pocket expenses.
Okay.
Everything. $12,700?
An awful lot of money.
Before your insurance kicks in? And they're telling us this is a better deal? Kiss my patootie.
Yeah. Well, that's right. And I forget the comedian's name, but it is so true. He said, if you think health care is expensive now, just wait till it's free.
Yeah, well, exactly. Just wait till
this
the government.
This is what we're finding out,
just
folks.
Just wait till the government takes it over.
And again, the Republicans told you from day one this is how it was going to happen.
Yep.
Oh, no. Oh, no, no.
Yeah. And, of course, if you heard today's Soundbite RX News Minute, the president can deny it until his face is blue. But, oh, yes, Obamacare has changed the nature of the job market in this country. Over 4 part-time jobs are being created for every 1 full-time job. Folks, we cannot sustain an economy on those numbers. It just isn't going to happen.
Well, that's not Obamacare. That's those evil Republicans who don't want to raise the minimum wage, Chris. Everybody knows that's the real problem there.
Yeah, that's the real problem. Yeah, that's for sure. Okay, like I said, folks, this is the Christmas season and Hanukkah. Let's enjoy these holidays. Let's don't let the Grinch, who lives in the White House, steal our Christmas. Christopher Hu is teaming up with Cindy Hu to say, we're not going to let the Grinch do what he's going to do. We're going to sing our songs. We're going to go to programs like What Christmas Means to Me. We're going to decorate our houses. We're going to give gifts. We're going to enjoy the holiday in spite of these people. You know why? One reason why we're going to do that? Because they'll hate it even the more.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay, folks, and don't forget, if you would like to get some of our beautiful Christmas ornaments to adorn your tree with and decorate you, they're absolutely beautiful.
Really are nice ornaments, Chris.
They absolutely are.
It's great Christmas gifts for people.
All about keeping Christ in Christmas. And you can get these ornaments. You can see them at our Facebook page, American Adversaries. But you can get them by simply sending a check or money order. $15 for a set of 3. You can get as many sets as you want. However, there are limitations. There is a limited number. By the way, thank you for you folks who have already ordered these. $15 per set. You can get
as
many
sets. That's everything, postage and handling, too.
Exactly. Straight price. That's it. Just send that check or money order made out to the American Adversaries, at Box 536, 683, Orlando. That's Box 536, 683, Orlando 32853. And you can find
next
that information
next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
And don't forget to join us next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday for What Christmas Means to Me at the Northland Baptist Church, 7:30 each day for the performance. And it's $10. Under 3 children get in free. And it is really, I believe, going to help put you in the mood for the holidays. And
this is a huge church, too, folks. And they're probably the only ones around that can handle this big of an event.
They seat 3,100 people, and they sell these shows out. So please come down and join us for that. We'd really, really love to have you folks come and join us for the Christmas holiday season. And don't forget, New Year's Eve at Cafe Positano. That's where we'll be. 407-774-8080 to make your reservations there. That's 407-774-8080. There is no cover charge, just whatever you eat and drink. However, there will be complimentary champagne at midnight. And then Pasquale Barba is going to do a fireworks show. And he does a really
good
job.
Big show. Yes, he does.
He sure does.
It's a nice family get-together. And like Chris says, there's no cover. It's not like paying, you know, $100, $150 a person to go somewhere and drink some cheap champagne. Pain.
That's right.
Just go here. They treat you right.
That's right. All right. Have you ever heard of, Larry, have you ever heard of Ahmet Tuzer?
Yeah, what kind of condition is that, Chris?
It's not a skin condition. Roxy Pacifics won't do anything for Ahmet Tuzer. Ahmet Tuzer is a 42-year-old Muslim cleric. Now, he chants the Azan. The Azan is what they, you know, when you hear the calls to prayers.
Sure.
And I'm not trying to make fun if you're a Muslim out there. I'm just trying to give the feel of it here. But the call to prayers, and then he preaches to about 150 people in the Turkish city of Pınarbaşı. And what is so great about that? Well, nothing really. But that's his day job. At night, he's in a rock and roll band. They, they play Led Zeppelin. They play Pink Floyd. They play a bunch of other classic rock and roll bands, and Queen, amongst others. And he is being noticed by his other Muslim clerics, and they don't know what to think about him. As a matter of fact, a lot of them don't appreciate what he is doing.
Yeah, but I bet he's a lot more popular than they are.
All I can say is if the guy survives, perhaps he will be the solution to the Muslim problem. We'll turn them all into rockers.
Get him smoking marijuana. Get him some guitars.
Yeah, get him smoking marijuana. Get him playing guitars and drums and rocking out. Instead of blowing people up, they can burn their guitars.
They can blow them away.
Yeah, burn their guitars like Jimi Hendrix did, or smash them into the amplifiers like Pete Townsend did.
Or eat rats or something like Osborne.
Okay, well, whatever you do, folks, don't go smashing your radio, because you're going to need it tomorrow night when we come back for our Friday night edition of the American Adversaries. Don't forget, Dr. Ken Vieck is going to be here, and he's going to give us the word on where the Orlando Predators are going to play next year, and it will be somewhere here in Orlando. And Steve Gushaw will be here, and we'll be talking about Liberty Counsel's suit that the Supreme Court decided not to hear against Obamacare and other lawsuits that are still pending against Obamacare. And the lawsuits are just beginning. I mean, this is going to be a lawyer's dream.
There are going to be so many lawsuits against this thing, Chris. And a lot of them have very strong points.
Yeah.
First of all, how can this president make a law and then just willy-nilly, okay, well, no, I changed my mind on that law.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Okay, well, that's just about going to wrap it up for tonight, folks. But once again, don't forget, come out and join us for What Christmas Means to Me a week from tonight, or Friday, next Friday night or Saturday night at 7:30 at Northland. $10 is all it's going to cost, and it's going to be well worth it, I guarantee you.
And you'll see Marilee from Travel Planners.
You'll
that great
her.
Voice that you hear.
You'll hear her
you'll
singing.
See and hear her sing, too, because she's great. We are the American Adversaries, and you know we're here Sunday through Friday. Sunday nights for 3 hours. Monday through Friday, 1 hour. That's our drive time show. Folks, as you're driving home, be very, very, very careful. It's getting dark out there, but it's still pretty.
Enjoy the evening, folks. We'll see you tomorrow night. Good night, everybody.
Talk 660 WORL, Altamont Springs, Orlando. 660 WORL.